Adam Ellison, very good morning to you, sir.
Fantastic to be here, Robbo. Nothing like getting up and going to work on a Monday after a loss on the weekend, you know.
I was about to say, how'd you go?
I was hoping that you wouldn't call me in for this segment.
This is Inglewood Bowls that we're talking about here, and I think you were playing the reigning premiers, were you not?
We were, Eagle Hawk. We got within seven, Robbo, so good effort.
Just that's not bad enough,
you know. Yeah, but they were very good. They outplayed us. Big surprise was Castlemaine, who been in the bottom three the last few years, got absolutely smacked last week, beat the reigning premiers in South Bendigo by 10 shots. So that's a huge turnaround.
Yeah,
they were just not competitive last week, Castlemaine. But down on their home deck, down on the synthetic down there, it rolls a bit different. And they were very good. The match of the round turned out to kind of not be the match of the round. Kangaroo Flat, far too good for Bendigo. By about 26 shots. So Kangaroo Flat, looking very, very good early in the season.
Yep.
And Bendigo East, far too good for Golden Square. But, well done to the Castlemaine Bowling Club for turning that one around.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking of sort of tough times ahead for some teams as well, Bendigo Spirit, I think it's going to be a long 6 weeks up there. Unfortunately, getting flogged again. And I guess for me, just looking at the stats, and I haven't looked in great detail, but just looking at the top line, is coughing up 100 points in two games in a row. That's the real issue. That shouldn't happen in women's basketball.
Yeah, 100 points. Spirit scored 63. Levy got 15. Ernst got 14. And Price got 11. But, yeah, just start maybe playing some ugly basketball, if you score 100 in a 40-minute game, you're not going to lose too many.
No.
Unfortunately for the Spirit, there's not much time to turn it around because they're playing again tonight against the Capitals.
Wow.
So it's just like you don't have any time. So this will be their third game in 5 days. Now, basketballers are used to double headers or two games in three, but not three in five. They're not much.
No, as you say, not much time to sort of get it right. It's all on the fly, but I guess all of the teams are in that situation.
So if you get going, get momentum, have a rest day, come out and play. But a bit hard to do anything, or you're not going to be able to recruit someone in to fix a problem you got. Quickly run through some cricket scores,
yes,
Robbo. I already apologise for this surname pronunciation. It could be Trollope. It could be Trollope.
Right. Okay.
Either way, outstanding game for Golden Square. Scored 49 and took 6 for 10 in their victory.
What was on TV, the lady who was Mrs. City Batom instead of Side Bottom?
Yes. And,
and Bouquet, wasn't it?
Bucket, yes. Hyacinth.
That's her.
But I'm going to go with Trollope. It sounds more exotic. Huntley North got 212 to Bendigo's 148, and Humphreys scored 78 of those 148. So, what else happened? Kangaroo Flat just got over the top of Eagle Hawk. Strathdale Mauritians beat White Hills, and Strathfield say just got over the line against Sandhurst.
Okay.
Quickly, Emu Valley. I was going to say there's not many hundreds scored in the one-day format, but Webb from Spring Gully got 140.
What?
Out of 232, he got 140 against Kel Gully.
That's like 50 overs, yeah?
Yeah, 40, I think.
40,
In Emu Valley.
Hell's bells.
If it's 50, it's probably changed.
Jeez, but I hope the cars in the car park are all right.
That
could have been a bit of havoc.
That ball was in a world of hurt. Sedgwick Thomas scored 87 not out and took a lazy 3 for 24, so he's had a fair game in Sedgwick's win over West Bendigo. Other winners were Spring Gully had a massive win over Cal Gully, as I said. Well, when a bloke scores 140 and the opposition only scores 124.
Jeepers.
Yeah. Emu Creek had a nice win over Morong. And finally, United had a win over Axe Creek. But, one-day format, very different game of cricket.
Certainly is that. Adam, as always, thanks very much. We'll catch you on Friday.
Will do.
Adam Ellison looking at local sport on the wake-up call.